One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes family just doesn't know when to leave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you have a ghost story and you would like to share it with us, we would love that so much. You can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, you can do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. And you can get advance of episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, by becoming a premium subscriber. Three ways you could do that. Go to Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am. I will bet everybody just died laughing when you said sometimes family doesn't know when to leave. Like, amen to that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but I can't leave, Carol. I'm doing this show with you.
No, but I was like, we have all had family that overstayed their welcome.
Well, yes, and you and I have for sure. But what's interesting sometimes with this podcast is, of course, these wouldn't be family members who are still alive. And it's like, right, that kind of makes you think. It's like, is there anyone you would want in your life to like continue to stick around?
To continue
to stick around. It's not healthy. We both know it will be our mother, but that, number one, yeah, that's not healthy. But she's a little judgy. And I wouldn't want to be like all the time, I'm sorry, this is the way I make my salads, Mom.
She just gives you that look. And you guys all know that the look your mom gives you when you just haven't quite met her standards.
Yes.
Right. And so that would be the one person who will come back and will let me know I'm not living up to her standards would be my mom.
But whatever.
You know how it is. But yes, it will be our mom.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
You know.
Okay, so let's go to our first ghost story. So I live in Florida now, but I grew up in Massachusetts, and the house I grew up in was haunted. Not a terrifying poltergeist throwing things across the room kind of way. It was more subtle, like the spirits had always been there and we just happened to be living around them. According to my family, it was a ghost of my great-grandmother and a cat named Sammy. So we'll start with Sammy. Sammy was a black and white cat that belonged to my family long before I was born. He was the only family cat that died on the property, and they buried him in a shoebox in the front yard. A friend of mine who's pagan once told me animals, just like people, prefer to be properly buried. She thought maybe that's why Sammy still hung around now and then. Now here's where it gets weird. I had two cats of my own growing up, and the younger one looks almost exactly like Sammy. I didn't even realize how uncanny the resemblance was until much later, and I'll get to that in a second. One night, I was randomly awake around 3 a.m. I had my box fan running because I like white noise. Me too, raise your hand. That is so me. I cannot sleep without a fan. But I clearly heard a cat cry, loud enough to cut through the fan, and it wasn't just a random sound, it was specific. I froze because it sounded exactly like how one of my cats usually meows when she's trying to get my attention. But the thing was, she was curled up at the foot of my bed. I sat up to double check, and she looked at me and made that little cat activation chirp. Like, yes, Rizzo does that all the time. I'm here. There was no way she was the one crying.
Present.
Rizzo does that. Both my cats all say something. The little chirpy thing.
It's like Flight of the Conchords. Present.
Band meeting. That's when I realized I just heard a ghost cat. Years later, my mom and I were going through some old photos, and she pointed out a picture of Sammy in my uncle's arms, and my jaw kind of dropped. Aside from some minor differences in the black spots, he looked just like my cat. Like, if you had told me it was the same cat reincarnated, I would have believed you. Unfortunately, my mom couldn't remember what Sammy's meow sounded like, so we couldn't compare that part, but the whole thing still creeped me out in a quiet goosebumps down your neck kind of way. That wasn't the only ghostly visit either. Every now and then, when my cat was in another room or just not in a cuddly mood, I'd feel the pressure of the cat jumping up on the bed. You know that specific thump and then the soft, careful step of little paws? I'd feel that plain as day, but no cat was there. My mom experienced it too. Even after we moved to Florida, we both occasionally felt a ghost cat hopping into bed with us. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, we always say, Sammy's still here with us. Now let's talk about my great-grandmother. The house we lived in was over 200 years old, so honestly, it's kind of amazing there weren't more ghosts wandering around. But the spirit I always felt the strongest was hers. Specifically, I always sensed her presence in the doorway of the downstairs bathroom. That's where she had a heart attack. She passed away in the living room next door, but the bathroom was where it started. When I was a baby, still babbling nonsense, my family says I'd sit in my playpen and carry on full conversations with that bathroom doorway, like I was talking to someone standing there. At the time, everyone thought it was just baby imagination, but looking back, maybe not. One of my earliest memories ties into this as well. I was a toddler, and my grandfather was putting up new wallpaper in that same bathroom. I remember walking in, admiring the wallpaper, saying how pretty it was over and over again. But I wasn't just talking to my grandfather, I was also talking to someone else. I distinctly remember that feeling like I was trying to reassure someone that the changes were okay. It wasn't until years later when I learned that spirits often dislike renovations that it clicked. I think I was talking to my great-grandmother, trying to calm her down. Maybe she didn't like the new look. Maybe she was confused. But even back then, something in me felt the need to comfort her. So fast forward just before we moved to Florida. We were down visiting the new house during my February school break, getting things set up. And in the meantime, we asked a close family friend, my supervisor at the time, to stay at the Massachusetts house and look after our cats. She jumped at the chance since it gave her a little break from her own hectic household. When we got back, she casually asked my mom, "Hey, did an older lady ever die in that house?" My mom's face went pale. "Yeah, why?" "Well," she said, "one night I woke up and I saw a woman in an old-fashioned nightgown standing in the doorway of the room. She looked like she was maybe in her 60s. She just stared at me, not angry, but kind of judging me. Like, why are you here?" We were all stunned because my great-grandmother had never appeared to anyone before. Her presence was always something we felt, not saw. But my mom had a theory. Maybe she showed up because someone outside of the bloodline was in the house and she was just checking things out, making sure everything was still in order. There was no threat, no malice, just that quiet kind of ghostly curiosity. So yeah, my childhood home had its share of spirits, nothing violent, nothing to scare us, just lingering family, one feline, one human, who never fully left. And even now, hundreds of miles away, they still pop in from time to time. Or maybe just the faint feeling that someone's watching, quietly protecting the place they once called home. Thanks for reading this. I'd love to hear your thoughts, Chelsea. I kind of like the theory about there was someone different in the house, which is why she showed herself then.
Well,
kind of background
that,
for her own family.
But you know how sometimes you just get a different perspective? Like, you know, we live with something so long we grow used to it.
True.
And then somebody else walks into your house and goes, huh, what about that? Da, da, da. And you go, you know what? I've not even really noticed that. You know, it's just a different, it's like, because being a teacher, sometimes, a student would need like a fresh set of eyes to see something. And, you know, sometimes like, I work on art so long, it's like, I can't even tell if it's good or bad at this point. I've just done it too much. I'm too close to it. And I get the feeling that maybe that's it. Like they'd lived with this so long, everybody had just kind of grown used to the feeling.
And do you think
and
that
then
grandma
somebody would... else walks in and they actually see it for what it is.
But grandma wouldn't want to scare her family, and an apparition of grandma kind of would scare you.
It could be, yeah. But I just wonder if, you know, they had just kind of grown accustomed to it. And so they weren't really paying attention, where this other woman, everything was new and she was.
Yeah.
And so she could see it. And she also may be sensitive, right? I mean, she may have abilities as well that allowed that. But I just wonder if, you know, because they said that, you know, they kind of had adjusted to it, you know, being there. And if it was something more like that, that you're right, maybe grandma didn't want to scare anybody either. But I just have a feeling that sometimes a new set of eyes walking into a place can get a different feel than somebody who's very close to the situation.
But I could also see grandma, like, she's not showing herself because these are her loved ones. She's watching over them. She's not there to scare them. Somebody new comes in and she's like, what the F are you doing here? Kind of attitude, like,
Yeah. Well, you know, and the cat thing reminded me of something that happened yesterday. I'm staying with my son and my daughter-in-law until I find my own place here up in Oregon. And I was in here podcasting with Carol, with you.
Oh, yeah, me.
And they were out in the other part of the house. And I guess Chris was in the living room with the baby and Brittany was in the kitchen cooking. And Chris said he was, I don't know, had a ball game going on or something. And he hears Brittany say, move, Sappy. And Chris is like, looks over at the sofa beside him and Sappy's laying there. And he goes, what? He goes, Sappy's in here. What are you telling Sappy to move for? And then she goes, well, it must have been Madden then. Where's Madden? And she goes, because she felt a dog was there. Enough to the point she wanted it to move so she could, you know, walk across the floor. And Chris goes, Madden is in with mom podcasting. Like neither dog is there. And Brittany said, there was a dog in this room with me. And they both went, oh, Wrigley, because they lost a dog not all that long ago. He liked to just be
there
under your feet when you were cooking in the kitchen, of course, you know. And she said, there was a dog. She said, Kathy, there was a dog in this room with me.
I do like to think it was Wrigley.
Yeah. But it reminded me of the cat in this story. It was a cat. Like they said, you know, the cat hopped into bed. The cat, you know, they had all those, they could hear it sometimes. And you're to the point you just know that it was that, but it wasn't. You know,
yeah.
Your cat's already laying there.
It's very interesting, and we've heard so many stories over the years about ghost cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that feeling. Like, Brittany knew, like, there's a dog there. Like, to the point she said that out loud.
Saffy to move. She's like, Saffy, move. She knew she was going to back up or something and needed Saffy to get out of the way. And Chris is like, did you just tell Saffy to move? Because Saffy's in here with me. So anyway, it reminded me of this story a little bit.
But I do like to think that when they pass on, your pets are still kind of around. I don't know that they stay around forever, but
it always, we're so close to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course we're like, if you have kids, you're so close to them and stuff, but you know, our kids grow up and they have their own beds and their own rooms, and then they grow up and they have their own houses and their own families. But a pet stays with us.
In your right? They're room, usually.
They're always dependent on us, right? They always, that never ever does change their entire life. And we grow super dependent on them for the comfort they give us. And, you know, we're used to them in our bed. We're used to them on the floor beside us or wherever, walking them, you know, doing all the things we do with them. And it's always surprised me that, you know, when I have a dream and I dream that I died or something, that's the first thing I look for. I start looking for, I have a couple pets that passed away and I'm like, where's Rosie? I am looking all over for her. You know, I know she's here. I need to find her. And that's the first thing I do is look for my pets that I lost. And so they are very, very special to us. And, you know, I like to think they think the same about us.
But I think that's interesting because that wasn't even their pet. That was just a cat that had lived in the house and stuck around.
Yeah, stuck around.
Because maybe it was grandma's cat. And since grandma's still there, the cat's still there.
Yeah,
maybe too.
Could be. Yeah.
Well, let's go to a phone call.
Hey, this is Eric from Central Illinois calling. This is a penny story for Carol because I know she likes the penny stories. So today, had a golf outing with a buddy, go back to his place, and I kind of just start talking to him about delving into like the psychic world, and I ended up talking a lot about my supervising teacher that passed away that has visited me. After I left his house, I had to go pick up some mulch from our nursery in town, and it was like $6.51, and I whip out a 10 spot, give it to the cashier, and she goes, do you want to use that penny? And I'm like, what penny? And there's like underneath my elbow, apparently she saw a penny that when I moved my elbow, there was a penny there. I'm like, I didn't see that when I came up to the counter, but okay, yeah, sure. So give me $3.50 back. Yay. So then got home, did some stuff in the yard, dinner, whatnot. And I just came downstairs to the basement where I basically, it's my office, quote unquote, where I sit in a gaming chair and I have a footstool that I put my laptop on and I have a little space heater here, and just sitting in the floor between the chair, the footstool, and the space heater and where the TV console is, a penny. I don't have change down here. I rarely have change anymore since the pandemic. Like, I mostly just don't carry cash because I don't go into the office really much. And that's the only time I really would budget money for like lunches and stuff. So I just found it really odd that here's a penny sitting in the middle of the floor when I came downstairs, and a penny today on the countertop at the nursery. So anywho, penny story for Carol. Thank you all. Have a good one. Bye.
I love penny stories.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too.
And it's so crazy because you and I, almost every time we travel, there will be a point where you will stop me, I will stop you, and we point, and it's like there's a penny right in front of us or something. Yeah. It happens to us all the time. And I would have to wonder with Eric's story, like, do you think there could be someone, a loved one, who's trying to reach out to him and be like, hey, I'm around, just letting you know, You know, is he going through some anxiety or something? Because sometimes I found too, like, there's been multiple times where I'm like, my God, this, like, lately, because my house has been really expensive. And it's like, oh my God, like every day, this week was my washing machine and a handyman had to come over and fix some stuff. But it was a couple weeks ago, I stepped out my front door to take Benjamin for a walk and there's a penny on my front porch. And I'm like, okay, I could have dropped it maybe because I do pick them up. I have them in like lots of coat pockets. But at the same time, I'm going, I'm having all this stress. Am I doing the right thing? And then I took it as our dad being like, I'm here. I just want you to know I'm here.
But, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Either way, if that's what you feel and that will change your feeling a little bit or give you a little bit of hope, I do not see the problem.
Right.
Right. So either it is him. Yay. Or it's not him, but you feel like a little hope from it. I think run with it.
Yeah.
You know, the other one, and I think I might've mentioned this on the show, but to me, it was just so weird that I went to the grocery store the other day and my son was driving his pickup and we had the dogs and I was just going to run in real quick while he sat in the pickup with the dogs. Okay. So I open the door, get out, and right there on the ground is Penny. And I'm like, yay, look, I pick up the penny, put it in my pocket, go on. I get whatever I need in the store, pay for it, come back to the car, go around the car to get into the passenger side. And there's a penny in the exact same place I just picked one up.
And you would have seen two.
You would have seen two. Now, could someone just have gotten out of a different car and dropped a penny again right there? I suppose, you know. It seemed very weird to me. I was like, wait a minute. I just picked up a penny from here. I have two pennies now. I wasn't just dreaming that one because I actually do have it. So I thought that was odd. That was like a, no, I'm really going to drive this home. I really am here.
See, I just find that so interesting.
I will clean and do a bunch of stuff. And then there's a penny sitting in the middle of the kitchen counter. And I'm like, I just cleaned that.
Yeah.
Like I just did.
Like the other day, you know? I sat down and I have some coasters on my coffee table and I frequently use them. Not that I have to, because this is not a high-end coffee table, but you know, I just do.
And it's a nice one though.
It's nice. Yeah. But it doesn't need to have coasters because it wipes off easily. And so I go to set my drink on the coaster and there's a penny in the middle of the coaster. So the penny couldn't be sitting there for long because I would have knocked over a glass of water by now.
You would have seen it already.
And there was a penny right in the middle of that coaster. And I just looked at it for a minute and I'm like, okay, number one, why would I once in a while I do a scratch off ticket and I'm sitting there, but that's been like a month ago since I've done anything like that. So I'm like, I don't get why the penny was there.
And I don't think we can blame that one on cats because cats ignore pennies. They don't.
My cats don't give no shits about that.
No.
Now, so tissue paper. That's another
thing. I think
that
one was a sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it.
The one on the middle of my porch and with Eric, like, is that a sign from somebody? Is there somebody out there? You know, does he know someone who might be sending him pennies?
You know,
has he been having stress?
Was it his supervising teacher that passed away? Maybe.
Because he'd just been having a conversation about him. Yeah. So,
you know, I know Eric is a very sensitive person. And I think if anyone would know, it would be him.
Yeah.
Like in his gut, he'd know.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But if anybody's got any good, penny stories, we like to hear them.
We love them.
So share them with us. And you can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be a premium subscriber if you want. You get no commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststory or just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us, Here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.